Welcome back. Let us continue our journey in principles. Over the last 2 weeks, we have been laying the foundation for a profound change in the way we live and the way we see our lives. For any real change to take place, a foundation for that change to develop must be established. First, we found hope. Hope that, like so many others before us, we can change. Hope that if we continue this journey, we will find a way to experience life without the internal struggles of our self-centered guilt, jealousy, our fears, or our own self-righteous morals. Next, we came face to face with the realization that we can surrender our own self-motivated control without giving up on who we are. Next, we must learn to accept this new way of thinking, this new way of looking at the world around us and ourselves. Step 3. We made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. If after hearing this step, you find yourself hesitant to move on, or uncomfortable in the words, then I challenge you, do not stop your journey here. Make the decision to simply move on with this meditation. The power to change does not happen in a word, but in the ability to accept change, even when it is unknown. Now, find a comfortable position, either lying flat on the floor or sitting up straight in a chair. Feel free to make any minor adjustments, attend to any little twitch or discomfort, and settle into a good posture, making sure your back is straight and in line. Now close your eyes and bring your focus to your breath. With each exhale, mentally picture the numbers and silently count from 3 to 1. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slowly, visualizing the numbers 3, 2, 1. Another deep breath in. Slowly exhale, feel your shoulders sink as you count 3, 2, 1. Take one more deep breath in through the nose, letting go of all worries or concerns, and slowly exhale, 3, 2, 1. And continue to breathe naturally. Today's centering thought: there is no pain in the acceptance of change. As you listen to my voice, let go of all expectations and any distractions. Continue to breathe fully and naturally while focusing on my voice. In step 2, we began the process of surrendering by first coming to believe in a power greater than ourselves. In step 3, we are being asked to make a decision to turn our will and our lives over to that power. Making a decision in and of itself is often a nerve-wracking experience. Even those of us who seem to make strong and decisive decisions rather easily may find that those quick decisions come easily only because they have no direct consequences. In order to sincerely make this decision, we must understand what exactly we are turning over. Step 3 asks that we turn over our will and our lives. Our will and our lives are the self-centered patterns which caused our lives to become unmanageable. They are our thoughts, our emotions, our insanities and old ways. We may find it easier to make such a decision than to live by this decision. So this is not a decision to be made once and forget about. We must continue to reaffirm this decision on a regular basis. Eventually, we will become proficient in noticing old thoughts and learn to make the decision not to act on them. After some time and practice, we will be able to look back and realize we have been living differently, without self-sabotage, in spite of our thoughts and emotions. The third step goes on to tell us that we are in fact turning our will and our lives over to the care of God. For many of us, this has been a major stumbling block. We must not allow a simple word to keep us from growing further. As mentioned in the previous meditation, the important part is the power or energy that is greater than our own self-centered will. As one close friend says, it is the message that is important, not who carries it or how we receive it. We do not have to conform to anyone else's understanding or belief. The final part of this step says, as we understood him. What is important here is the willingness to accept a new way of handling our thoughts and our emotions. As we continue through our journey, our understanding of this power will change and grow. As it does, we may even change how we relate to it or how we label it. As our understanding grows, so will the depth of this decision. In this meditation, we begin to learn how to stop struggling with our old thoughts and emotions. We learn to let go of old ways and become willing to accept a higher consciousness or other consciousness, a higher power or God of our own understanding. We learn that when we take time to seek direction before acting, or at least share our thoughts before deciding on such action, we will find it possible to accept something different. Turning our will and our lives over to the care of our higher power, no matter the personal definition, provides a solution to the problems created by a life based in self-will, resentment, and control. With this understanding, we find an unconditional acceptance of ourselves, our thoughts, our feelings, and each other. During the next several minutes, silently or softly repeat today's mantra. I accept change. At the end of the time, you will hear a small chime. If at any time you notice your thoughts wander or find that you have wavered from the mantra, simply bring your focus back to your breath and reinstate the mantra, once again repeating it quietly to yourself. I accept change. This meditation should be fluid, not rigid. Now slowly repeat the mantra. I accept change. I accept change. I accept change. Continue on your own until you hear the chime. I accept change. I accept change. I accept change. I accept. Slowly bring your awareness back to the here and now. Begin wiggling your fingers and your toes. And if they are not already open, slowly begin to open your eyes. As you go through your day, keep the daily thought active. There is no pain in the acceptance of change. Write it down, stick it up where it might be visible, carry it with you. Most importantly, repeat it often. I want to thank you for continuing this journey with me. Practice each one of these meditations for at least a week before starting the next one. For the next week, continue to go over the list from the previous meditations. As new areas of powerlessness show up in your life, add them to your list. Write down how, if at all, it is making your life unmanageable. Then, write a positive way it could be handled or played out. And ask yourself, as you go over your list, am I ready to accept it, as is, and make a decision to move forward? And please feel free to share your experience with us. May today be better than yesterday, and even better tomorrow.